Hello, and welcome back to the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. It's me, Devin, and we got Jordan.
Hi.
Wow, that was delayed. And Corey.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and just get right into it today. And I'm going to start because I have something funny. Personal experience time.
Okay, cool.
So this morning, we had the wonderful release of the new graphics cards. The 6900 XT. Okay. And the 6800. So one of my coworkers was frantically trying to get one and was unable to do so. I also tried to get one and was unable to do so.
Wow.
But one of our other coworkers had a hilarious idea to take a screenshot of the card itself, print it onto a piece of paper, and post that on eBay for sale. For $1,000.
What?
What?
Where two people bought it.
What?
He sold two of those today.
Oh, yep. Because of bots?
Because of bots.
Oh, well, my goodness.
We anticipated it being bots. It was two idiots.
Oh, my God.
Two actual people bought this card. And in the description... it actually says, only an idiot would buy this. This is not real. This is paper. The description is photo of a 6900 XT graphics card printed on paper, in hand, ready to ship. Make sure to read. Was the name, the title of the item.
That was so the technically, title. Technically, he just got $2,000.
Yeah. Technically, like, could have kept $1,800.
He could have kept it.
I know as a fact he refunded the first one because he felt bad because he was trying to get a bot and got an actual person. The second
what about
one,
the second person?
We have not heard back from yet.
He's too embarrassed.
So,
he's just
so my
buy
friend
it.
Might be. I think he ends up with like $967 after eBay takes their portion.
Cut. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like, you deserve it.
You deserve it. Yep. You got me.
So he should have put, waiting to see what happens with that, but that is absolutely hilarious.
You know what he should have put? He should have put NVIDIA GTX 3090 XT Ti Big Navi. see if someone buys it.
No, it was hilarious because I'm sitting there and he gets like the cha-ching from eBay, like somebody just bought something. And then he gets the PayPal notification that he got paid. And I look at his phone and it says, like, your item has sold. Here's $900. I'm like, bro, you just sold something for $900. Nice. What was it? He goes, you're joking. I go, no. What was it? He's like, a piece of paper with a picture of a graphics card on it. And I go, you're full of crap. And then he showed me, and sure enough, somebody bought it. It was absolutely hilarious.
That is crazy.
Yep. So he sold two of those today.
The fact that it wasn't bots is the best part.
And the description specifically says, like, this is not a physical graphics card. This is a printed image of the graphics card. Like, in no uncertain terms, there's no scam going on. It's like he's actually telling you it is not a real graphics card.
Can you get a screenshot of that so we can post it so people can see it? So
I sure can because I also have one up at this moment. It has not been purchased yet, but
except,
I do have it up.
Except you're going to keep the money.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's going to be Miata parts, baby.
That's funny. That's too funny, dude.
Yeah, I was like, I can't believe you just got that. Like, it was insane to me.
All right. Well, on the same topic of the NVIDIA, if you look in the dock, I got the Razer Tomahawk. I just saw this randomly browsing. I was like, oh, what is this Razer? I like Razer. You know, they make super expensive stuff, but quality stuff.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say it's like super, super pricey. It's not, but it's good stuff.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So I looked at it, and it's a modular gaming PC, which I'll be honest, I don't know if you guys know what that is, but I don't really know what that is.
It's like the parts are kind of segmented off into different sections, kind of, and you can like very easily swap parts in and out, even more easier than a regular PC.
Okay. All right, because I was reading about this, and like the base model, it comes with, it says a 45-watt Core i9 Coffee Lake processor, which I've never heard of, but it's that, and then 16 gigs of DDR4, and a 512 gigabyte SSD, and a 2 terabyte hard drive. But it says that the memory and storage is upgradable, but the CPU is not currently because of the NUC board that you can swap directly into the Tomahawk. I guess the CPU does not. There's nothing made for that setup yet. But they do offer a model that includes the RTX 3080 Founders Edition pre-installed. I see that,
yeah. For $3,200.
Yes, that's the kicker.
Yeah, and the CPU model isn't even that good.
Yeah. So am I right in saying this, that the base model, it doesn't come with a GPU, right? It just comes with
CPU? It looks like it has an integrated graphics.
So it has the integrated graphics and then just the all the storage and RAM and stuff.
Yep. And that's what it seems.
Yeah, and then the other model has the RTX 3080, but this thing is $3,200.
That's insane. You could build such a beast for $3,200.
Oh yeah, and the base model without a GPU or without any, you know, external dedicated GPU. Dedicated. It's $2,400.
You could even build a beast of a PC for $2,400. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why would anybody want that much
anymore? You don't even have to spend that much anymore to build a
PC. No, you don't have to spend anywhere close to that much.
Like, you could be sitting around like $1,000 and be fine.
Yeah, you can get a really good PC for $1,000 right now.
So, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not seeing the benefit of getting this. Like, what's the benefit of getting a modular PC other than it's easier to manage?
I think it's just for somebody who doesn't quite know what they're doing.
But that's the thing, though. Like, we talked about this before. Building a PC is easier than it has ever been. You watch a couple of videos on YouTube, and as long as you have a little bit of knowledge going into it, even if you're not a tech wizard, you can build a PC pretty safely. Why do you need something like, sure, I wouldn't mind something that was easier, but I'm not going to pay triple to quadruple the price for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, did you see the, like, in the article, it actually tells you why they made it. They said that it's made, or Razer says that the small design is for bringing it to tournaments or LAN parties and just freeing up desk space.
Who goes to LAN? Hey, we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Right now.
Yes.
No, but how long has this thing been out is my question.
They just announced this. This article is four days old.
They're just taking L's.
And it has the 3080 in it. I mean.
Yeah.
So I don't know who they're trying to sell this to.
It's not even that much smaller. I'm looking at it on this desk. I don't know if this is to scale. It just looks like a micro ATX case.
It looks like the Series X.
It does. Yeah. I don't see the purpose of this. Yeah, it's a long Xbox.
I mean, you save a little bit of vertical space, maybe? Like, it's not super tall. I don't know, man.
But do you really you don't care about vertical space, right? It's not that much narrower.
I exclusively stack things. I don't lay things next to
So you know you know what I just you know I just realized? At the top of the article, underneath the heading, underneath it, it says convenience and compactness comes at a cost.
That kind of sums it up.
Right there.
I feel like the kind of person who's gonna buy that is like somebody who just doesn't want to be bothered. They just want to get something that's done. Like
then buy like something from like pre-builds. Digital Storm yeah. or Origin
or right. Cyber. Or,
but not, they want, not Origin. They're a Razer like Cyberpower.
Maybe they're a Razer fanboy.
Yeah,
like their peripherals. Maybe. I absolutely love like their mice and keyboard.
Stick a Razer sticker on the no front problem. Of your computer.
That's what I got.
Well, I mean, like right now I got like a Razer headset, same. A mouse, keyboard, and a Xbox controller.
Yeah, this is, I just bought a new keyboard and I stepped away from Razer because one, there's no good deals this year.
They are a bit pricey.
They're pricey. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a Razer headset, mouse, and keyboard.
Yep.
But I have a Razer mouse and I just bought another one.
Well, let me just say it's all RGB mouse. And I kind of love it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, their stuff is good, but I don't.
Yeah, no, don't they see, make quality stuff.
I don't see the value in this at all.
Yeah, I've never really understood their latest computer obsession, like actually putting out, you know, PCs and laptops. Their laptops are pretty nice.
Yeah.
I got to say.
The Razer Edge.
The Edge, because we have a contractor that's come in and he uses that for work because it's like super compact and super fast. And it's actually really nice.
Yeah, like I don't doubt it's that this is it's not really nice. Pricey. You know what I mean? I don't doubt this is not nice.
But it's not $2,400 to $3,200
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not. Exactly. I don't think so.
So okay, with all that in mind, let's give it a yay or nay.
It's a nay for me.
Yeah, I think that's a hard nay, bro.
It's a cool concept, but the price alone makes it a nay.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, one more tech thing, kind of in the same GPU PC line. $340,000 worth of RTX 3090s were stolen off of a truck in China.
What?
Yep.
How? Of course they were.
I don't know. They don't know.
They fell off of a truck. I saw that. They fell off of the truck. They didn't get stolen. They fell.
That's well, the official memos and stuff do straight up say that they were stolen, and they're offering a reward for anyone who has information which solves the case.
Imagine being like a super crazy, like, you know, robber. You got a whole team. You make like a whole plan, and your target is a bunch of GPUs.
I mean,
it's pretty funny. I mean, if sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? I mean, they are heck expensive.
Yep.
So.
I mean.
Okay, I got a question that just came up.
Well, that's 224 GPUs, roughly, is what it looks like. And, I mean, they're selling on eBay for like $2,600. So, it's going to be even more than that if they are able to successfully not get caught. The value is $340,000, but they can sell it for way more than that, which is the crazy part.
Well, it's like the PlayStation 5 guys, those guys who got 3,500 of them trying to do pre-order stuff. They pre-ordered, or they got like 3,500 using bots.
That company.
And then sold them for like over $1,000 each. Yeah. It was like a group of like 10 dudes.
Yeah. And then is that the same dudes who tried to be like, oh, well, we lost our jobs because of the pandemic. And because of this, we can give Christmas
and then they end up walking away with
kids.
Well, hold on. They sold 3,500 of them for a minimum of $1,000 a piece from what I was reading.
Mm-hmm.
That's $3.5 million.
Jesus.
Split between 10 people.
Yeah, they tried
so
to be
like,
so
each one of them is walking away with 350 grand.
It's because we lost our jobs. That's why we got, like, basically stole all of these and are now selling them at, like, double the cost. Okay, get the heck out of here.
So, like, you know, we talked about this before. Like, the guy who gets a bunch of them or as many as he can to resell. I feel like if you buy one and you decide I don't want it and resell it for more money, props to you.
That's fine.
Yeah, whatever. Or even if you end up somehow getting two, by all means, go ahead, do your thing.
Yeah.
But people who are going out, like, actively trying to just get as many pre-orders as they can, like, a team of people, like, those guys getting 3,500 PS5s, like, there's no anything you can reasonably do with 3,500 of them that does not sound sketchy or shady or just, you know, scummy. Jerky. Yeah, scummy.
Yeah, like I totally feel for people who have, you know, lost jobs or lost income right now. But then to turn around and basically steal these and scalp them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, so, but no, that's like morally and ethically wrong.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of people that are in the same situation as them.
Yeah.
Is basically what they're doing.
Yep.
So, no, I have no sympathy for that.
Yeah. I do have a question, though, that I was about to mention a minute ago. Just because I just looked at my web browser. I have upwards of 30 tabs open right now in Chrome.
Wow.
Is that normal?
Nope.
How many tabs do you guys keep open on average?
It depends for me. If I'm researching something or looking something up or shopping for something, I will have tons of tabs open.
Mm-hmm. I typically don't have enough open for them to start like shrinking in size. Like the tabs. Yeah. I only have six open right now. And that's just like a few of the articles that we've looked at so far. And the drive document.
Yeah, if you have like 30 tabs open at all times on your PC, there's a problem.
How do you even find what you're looking for at that point?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry about it.
All right. That's not my computer.
I like how you asked that question, hoping for a different answer.
I was really hoping for you guys to be like, hey, it's this.
It's and okay.
It wasn't. All right.
We just realized that Devin is a tab hoarder. It's fine.
And a psychopath.
Also that. Well, yeah. All right. Who's next?
Didn't know that before.
All right.
I mean, I can go next if you guys don't have anything.
I'll transition here a little bit. I'll transition to cars. Specifically Subaru. Now, I've been a Subaru fanboy for, I don't know, as long as I can remember, honestly. I've always loved Subarus. I obviously started out liking Subarus in watching Rally and Rallycross and Gymkhana and all that stuff. The Subaru WRX, Subaru STI, that was my jam. I just read an article, and it's under Subaru is doing what, if you want to click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Basically, what is happening is the opposite of what I anticipated to happen. I didn't read this article all the way through because I found it pretty last minute, but it seems to me like Subaru is selling more cars in the United States than they're selling in Japan, where they originated. So they're going to focus more on producing and making cars just for the U.S., just for the United States customers. Very nice.
Yeah, it looks like 66% of its volume.
I mean, think about it, though. Like, it makes sense because they make cars that are, you know, typical size cars. They're not into the, like, K cars anymore, basically. Yeah. And Japan really loves their tiny cars because they just have a culture that, you know, supports a smaller vehicle. We don't. Our culture here is like, hey, if you can make the car bigger, do it. Because that's how that goes. So, yeah. I could definitely see them seeing that would be profitable.
I do, but I'm kind of concerned because the U.S. doesn't typically...
I just sent you guys my tab screenshot because, like...
Oh, my goodness. You literally can only see the icon.
What? No. Yeah. That's okay, ridiculous. Seriously. How do you actually... You can't find There's what no you're looking way. For. You have to click through everything. I can.
No, you're lying.
I can.
No, there's lying. No way.
There's no way.
There's a method to my madness. I know which icon means what.
Okay, we're going to pause the Subaru thing. Explain yourself.
Okay, so like So like, if you look at the screenshot,
hold on. I want to just describe for the viewers what I'm seeing here. It's
We'll have to post this.
It's literally just a line of 30 icons consisting of like Gmail, YouTube,
but notice,
Drive.
Hold on. They're organized.
That's all you can see.
They're organized.
But you have to click on it to see what the heck it is.
So, like, the first, like, 12 or 15 are tabs that I keep open, like, all the time, basically.
Why?
Stuff that I'm, like, watching, like, actively keeping an eye on. The rest of it is stuff that, like, okay, I'm looking for this item, I'm looking for that item, and, like, it's, you know, different stuff. Because, like, okay, so when I'm looking for something, like, say I'm on Flying Miata, which is, like, you know, six of those open tabs, probably. I go and I'll, like, look at the page and be like, okay, open a new tab, and then I'll keep scrolling and then right click, open a new tab, and then I'll go through after and look at the things that I opened, see which one I want to actually take a look at.
Okay, I do that also, but I close it.
I close it.
Yeah, but I'm not done. Like, these are active things.
Then
that I'm...
finish it and close it.
Exactly. Unless what kind of time the do only you guys reason you should have multiple tabs open is if you're comparing something.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at different items that are similar on these websites. Like if you look at the one for Wheelfire, which is like the little, you know, gray and black shields, like between Etsy and Moss Miata,
uh-huh,
in that picture. Like, mm-hmm, those are four, you know, wheels that I'm looking at.
Oh my God.
I mean, I guess I will admit that I am guilty of this on my phone. I have tons of Chrome tabs open phone.
If I see on my phone that the number is over like 10, I'll go through and just close them.
You don't want to know how many are on my phone.
I have 24 right now.
Let me check.
And I just went through a bunch and closed them.
I have
six, and one of them is just a new tab. So basically five.
I have 97 right now.
Oh my god.
But it's stuff that I actively go back to look
There's
back at.
There's no way. 97? Okay.
You are a psychopath.
No. Okay. Let me read to you some of them. Okay. I have DOT approved harnesses as one of them. 95 Miata seatbelt replacement options. The Firm racetrack. Skid loaders, because I was curious about skid loaders. I have Inglis, Florida, to see where that was at. Drive Florida, because
okay,
they do
Inglis, Florida. You know where it is now. Close it.
Fine, it's closed. You happy?
So now where are we at? 91?
95.
All right, we're working. We're going. All right,
and then I got like 95 Miata adjustable seat bolt, the bolt for it, not the belt, but the bolt.
Okay,
I have a rattle. I'm trying to figure that out.
Did you fix it?
No, the rattle's still there. I thought I fixed it, and I did not.
Okay.
All right, brake upgrade options for a 95 Miata. Still looking into that.
Okay.
Audi A7 pulley upgrade for the supercharger on it.
Why?
Samsung. Because I have a friend that has one.
Okay. Send him the link and delete
close
it.
The tab.
Fine. It's gone. Okay. It's gone. Weather radar near me. All right.
Okay. If you leave the weather radar on your phone at all times, you do not understand how much bandwidth that's taking from your phone. Because that's running 24/7.
Why don't you have an app for that?
Hold on.
And that
just
too.
The webpage that I just go on and refresh when I want to see it.
Why don't you have an app for that? I'm going to ask it again.
I'm not going to answer that. 95 Miata seatbelt bolt torque specs.
Why don't you have an app for that?
Because I don't want to download an app. I have too many apps.
I'd rather just scroll through my 95 tabs.
This is less cumbersome.
It's 94 now. It's 94 now.
Oh, no, we're down to 91, boys.
Oh, okay.
We're down to 91.
One of
them's
you know, Miata quarter panels. Okay.
Okay, that's reasonable.
How to retard timing on a MX5. Okay. High temperature rubber oil drain for a turbo, because I had to buy one. I can close that tab. Thank you. All right.
What are we at, 90?
Because we use that. Something for the last episode of Mandalorian, which I'm not going to spoil for anybody.
Thank you. I've started that, by the way.
Ah, sweet.
Nice.
Fitment Industries, because I was looking up wheel questions on there. 15 Veloster Turbo, because my wife has one now and I was researching it.
Okay, well, you researched it and now you have it. Close it.
No, I'm still researching stuff about the car, though. Credit Union, because I bank there. There you go.
Oh, wow. Good doxing yourself.
Thanks, man.
Account hacked.
Garrett 2554
account,
Turbo.
Account has been compromised.
That's fine. Whatever. I have no money.
Joke's on you.
Fly Miata Kit. You know? Rusty FI Miata.
Okay.
We only have 30 minutes left.
I also have Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill is on.
Oh, okay. That should stay open.
The rest of them should all be about Henry Cavill and researching how we can get him on the podcast.
If they're not related to Henry Cavill, you just need to close them right now.
Everything not related to Henry Cavill, close it right now.
Yep. Or you'll be doing a disservice to Henry Cavill.
No, he understands because I'm finding a way to link Henry Cavill to everything. That's actually smart. What I'm doing.
Just like we do.
That's why I have so many tabs.
That's
open.
A good life choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Speaking of Henry Cavill, Henry Cavill's buying Subaru.
Hold on. What?
No.
So I will say I am guilty, and Corin, I know you are, of not going through emails. How many emails do you have right now? I'm at 466.
Wait.
Wow, you guys suck.
Wait, how much?
466 unread.
Oh, those guys are rookie numbers.
You're a psychopath. You're both psychopaths. What the heck?
I went through not that long ago, so that's why it's down.
Devin, how many do you have?
You want to know how many I have right now?
Yeah, unread.
Unread, I have 3 that came in 20 minutes ago. Now I have 2. Hold on. Now I have 1, and that one's junk. Now I have none.
Wow.
The duality of man.
What is this turning into? This is turning into the Let's Listen to Devin Do Things podcast.
Yep.
Hold on. No. Well, yeah.
Okay, shut up. Shut up. I'm telling you how many I have.
Nobody cares.
I have 25,673.
Kidding me. What?
Okay.
You can never go through that. Just throw the whole email away. Get a new email. Start from scratch.
Hold on. Okay.
Well, to be fair, that is like 6 emails.
Now, is that your actual email or is that your junk email?
Well, I just had there's six of them. There's my 2 ones I use for business and for everything else. And then I have 1 junk email. My gaming email that I use for all my games, and an Outlook that I had to make for some reason.
I'm not counting my separate junk email account. I have an email account just for when I have to sign up for something that I don't want.
Okay, this is counting all of my emails.
Technically, none of those are technically junk. I have a couple of junk emails that I just don't have on my phone that I never check.
Like, it's my Yahoo account that I have. And it has like, it just 999 plus. Like, it doesn't tell me anymore because it's got emails from like 2013 that I've never checked because they're junk. Because I don't use that account.
That's Android for you, not telling you how many emails you actually have.
No, that's on the webpage.
Oh, okay.
The webpage is like, yeah, that's too many. Hmm. But I also don't even log into that account ever.
Okay, all right, let's get we went way off subject for a bit. Let's get back to Subaru here for a second. I have a lot of topics on Subaru.
Update, I'm down to 50 tabs on my phone.
Oh my goodness. Let's see
if we can get down to 0 by the end.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Easy.
So we already talked about it. They're basically Subaru is going to be focusing on Subaru America, which when you think about it, oh, that's great. We're going to get more cars. We're going to get unique cars to the U.S. in the first time in the history of Subaru. Because I don't think there is, as of right now, a unique Subaru to the United States, is there?
No.
No, there's not. So that might be something that we get. So that's cool. But this is the thing I'm concerned about. is the fact that the United States is really stepping away from sports cars. They're not making, other than like, you know, the Hellcat and like the supercars, there's not really a lot of cars now that are made for the purpose of tracking it or racing it or going fast. They're all economy, electric, like good gas mileage cars. So my concern is that Subaru is going to totally just get rid of all their sports models and just go strict like Legacy and Outback. And
I think they'll focus on those.
They'll probably get spread a focus onto them. But I can see them also realizing that there's a, you know, market here for sports cars, because not a lot of companies are doing it. You have like Dodge and Mazda's out of the game now.
Yep.
Chevy is still making
Honda's.
Couple of them.
Honda's kind of still in the game.
Well, Honda's stepping up only because they just, you know, started with the Type R here, what, 2 years ago? A year ago?
Yeah.
They reintroduced it to the US market.
We can
actually
talk about that next, so.
But one glint of hope is they're making a Outback XT. So it's going to be a 2.4 liter turbo, which sounds cool.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hope it goes well. I hope they realize that Americans also like the STI model in everything. So continue to make STI models of everything.
Right.
But I reading that article, it was talking about this car named Levorg. I guess that's how you say it.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. That's the Subaru STI hatchback that everybody's wanted forever.
No, it's not a hatchback, it's a wagon.
Well, wagon.
Yeah.
But still, it's a STI wagon.
Yep, it's an STI
which is
wagon.
Fantastic.
And it looks pretty crazy. It doesn't look like it's ever going to come to the U.S., though.
That was cycling around a couple of years ago, just before the body style change for, I think it was 2018.
Mm-hmm.
But that was something that everybody was hoping they would bring over here, and they just didn't.
People were saying that, oh, it's going to replace the, you know, the old 2000s WX wagon, you know? Mm-hmm. But nope. That's one car we'd never got in the U.S. And I don't. And according
there's
to this
so
article,
many, though.
We're not going to. Yeah, there's so okay. many. The BRZ STI, the Forester STI. They have an STI model of every Subaru. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think so.
But
well, maybe now with the focus switching to the U.S. market, maybe they'll start to implement some of those over here.
Maybe, yeah, we could. Maybe.
Maybe. Not. Maybe. We could stay hopeful for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, something else in car news I have, though.
Well, I hope. Do we want?
I think Jordan wants to go.
Yeah, do we want to go?
No.
This will tie in really well with that because we just mentioned the Type R.
Fine.
Okay.
Do what
so,
you want.
We got the 2022 Honda Civic Type R, which will be a 2.0 liter turbo 4.
Wait. Stop. Please rephrase that. Do not say 2.0. Say 2.0.
2.0. Are you happy?
Yes. Thank God. You.
Well, no, I'm not happy because you screwed it up the first time. Now I'm just dwelling on that. I can't move past it. I'm stuck.
I can't unhear it.
All right.
Just delete
guys,
that tab from your brain.
Pause the podcast. Take a breather for a minute. I know some of you guys are really upset.
It's okay.
Find it
do
in
not,
your heart
Do
to
not
forgive
close
Jordan.
Off, please.
Yeah, just pause for a second and take a deep breath, all right? And then once you come back, just remember, Jordan is not smart. So there's that.
I mean, if you get mad at me for that, that's your own fault. You shouldn't expect more than what I can give you.
Well, you know, the fans have high hopes for us. And
that's on them. That's on them. I never
set
the bar high.
Jordan, shh. Just agree with us, okay? Shut up, man.
No.
We're trying to make you look better.
Dude. All right, and we're back. Jordan, what were you saying?
So, we got the 2022 Honda Civic Type R 2.0 liter turbo 4.
No!
it? What now?
It's 2 liter. Just say 2 liter.
No. No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, click on you, just click on the article. What do you guys think of the looks of it?
I'm not clicking on anything until you say it right.
Well, then you're not going to be a part of the conversation. Corin, click on the link.
I'm clicking on the link, okay?
I can't decide how I feel about the looks.
I don't like the back bumper.
It's not bad. I'm more...
I got used to the current Type R and SI back bumper, and I don't like this.
Yeah, it's the front. It's the front that's throwing me off.
Yeah, it looks like an Accord.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay.
It looks like the Accord.
Yeah, that part I can get past. But what's going on with the back?
It looks smooth.
It looks like an Audi.
Like too smooth.
Right? That looks like an Audi back end. Yeah,
it looks like I don't know. Like, I can't think of anything. But not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
Squidward's face after he got smashed by the door in that one episode.
Ugh.
Like, where it was, like, super round and, like, perfect.
Yep.
But, like, it also just didn't look right. That's this back end right now.
Yeah.
I don't like...
hopefully this is just a prototype and okay. It's not actually the final product.
Okay. So, you know what this looks like? It looks like someone that bought a run-of-the-mill sedan and slapped a spoiler on it. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, and you're so dead like on with the Accord reference. The article even says that it is borrowing design cues from the Accord. Why would you do that? It's a Honda Civic Type R. Why would you borrow design cues from the Accord?
The old design of the Type R was so unique. Like, yeah, I didn't really love it, but it was unique. It looked crazy looking.
Yeah.
And when you saw it on the road, you're like, holy crap, that's a Type R. Now you're going to see this and you're going to be like,
was that an Accord?
That's an Accord? Why does it have a spoiler? I guess that's the Type R.
I guess that was a Type R, huh? Well, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it definitely looks
look at that
weird
Tesla.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, the specs look okay, you know, it's got a 306 horsepower, 295 foot-pounds of torque, like, everything else looks good about it, but why did they have to make it look like this? Like,
they're trying to appeal to, like, an adult audience, like the WRX kind of does now,
yeah,
because, like, the WRX is very subtle at this point, like, it doesn't look like aggressive, WRX, like, sports car anymore.
It looks like a Corolla.
Yeah, it's just boring.
As we said but, like, last...
I feel like that's what Honda's trying to do here by taking stuff from the Accord, but they also just kind of like either didn't take enough or took too much.
Yeah, like, it feels like it's waffling balance between the two opinions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is why I'm afraid for Subaru to come to America, because their beautiful cars are going to start looking like this.
Yeah.
Well, I can't even say that because a Subaru is ugly.
They already do. Yeah.
They already are conforming. They already are. Please go back to the Hawkeye. Just for every little boy that wanted a Hawkeye growing up, please, like, why can't we do that? Why can't we have a year of cars that all the you know, these, like, cult classic sports cars, all these companies get together and, like, okay, we're going to remake the most favorited car and exactly how it looked back then. Just for 1 year.
Yeah.
Just to bring it back. Yeah, they'll
like
probably be...
Like a heritage edition or something.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll probably be ridiculously expensive, but at least they're out in circulation again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would be...
So when we're like 60, we can have one.
Exactly.
I don't know. Well, I'm just...
Yeah, it doesn't look great.
Seeing all these new sports cars and what they're doing to them, it's just... It makes me upset.
They're just a little boring.
It really does. They're just so boring. Yeah, they are good on paper as far as the specs.
Numbers
are
that's good.
Cool.
No, but they don't do anything for me.
Nope.
On a spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
All right, I got another topic for 2021 Ford Bronco. They have delayed the release of it till next summer.
Really?
So you won't get yours until 2022, because they say of coronavirus related supplier issues.
Bum, bum, bum. Who could have seen this coming?
Yeah. Wow, weird, right? Basically, they're just delaying it a few months.
predict that, Jordan, when we were talking about the Bronco?
I think we mentioned, yeah, I think he mentioned something about that.
Yeah, I think he did.
But yeah, the delay only affects some of the higher trim models, like the, what was it, Bigfoot Edition or whatever?
The Sasquatch.
Sasquatch package, that's delayed. Apparently the like Bronco Sport should be arriving at dealerships pretty soon here, though. But if you have the Sasquatch package or manual transmission, your order will be delayed, it looks like. So
sorry.
Sucks. Yeah, that sucks. But
that totally affects me. I was definitely gonna get one of those. Yeah.
I mean, I was get the base model for $30,000, but then I saw the, you know, Sasquatch edition for you know, $50,000. Or
I just slapped that. That's walking money. Just slapped it on the
table.
Like,
yeah, I was like, that's like what I spend going out to eat at night.
Yeah,
like it's fine.
All right, I read something that might make Corn a little happy.
All right.
So we're talking about, you know, kind of honoring the older designs. The Jaguar F-Type is going to make a Heritage Edition to commemorate the E-Type's
my gosh, I just 60th said that.
Anniversary.
Yeah, you did just say
I
that.
I used that word heritage, and I did not know this was your topic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And this thing actually looks pretty cool, and they did a good job, I think, of making it look similar.
It looks like an updated model.
Yeah, it looks just like an updated version. And it's even using a color that hasn't been in production since the 60s.
Wow.
Nice. I like it. Props to you, Jaguar. That's cool. I mean, yeah, I know you guys don't listen to us because we're, you know, lowly peasants, but
yeah, I mean, we'll never own one, but there's only going to be 60 cars made.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that it's
still, that's literally what Corin was just saying. Like, have a car from Subaru like this and make it limited edition to where there's not a ton, but it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like now they're going to have, you know, a beautiful colored Jaguar for a 60th anniversary that is, you know, only 60 cars, but it's there.
Yeah.
They're recognizing where they came from, and I think it's a very nice representation of it because it looks really good.
And it's not just a looker either. I mean, it's got the impressive,
the specs
F-type
too. Yeah.
Supercharged 5.0 in there. Yeesh.
575 horsepower.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So someone's listening, crazy. Just not American companies.
Not who we thought was listening.
I'm surprised that Jaguar did this, though. I didn't think that Jaguar would do something like this, you know?
Right.
I don't know. This kind of seems like a Jag move.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think of Jags, and I think of like a James Bond car.
Right. See, I would think that they would do like an anniversary edition, but I didn't think they'd go this far as to, you know, commemorate it in that way by having like a more closely to original design, and then also with the, you know, original color.
The color is really what is the kicker, I think.
I will say, though, it looks a lot like an Aston Martin.
It does. I can see that with the grill, especially, has like an Aston Martin feel to it.
Yeah. But hey, props to Jag.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I like it. I give this a yay for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely a yay on this.
Like it.
All right. Props. Anyone else got anything?
I got something really quick to say, and then you can go on to what you're going to say. I just want to give a big, big props to Among Us because they are doing so well keeping the audience that just popped out of nowhere. I mean, this game was doing nothing, and then what, like 2 months ago, it literally blew up.
Yeah, I think it was like August, which I think it was, you know, that's 6 months ago now or so. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But, I mean, the game blew up out of nowhere. It's been out since 2018, but it had, like, you know, its ups and downs. But this year, it just flew through the roof, right?
Yeah.
And ever since then, the developers are like, wow, we have people playing our game. We have streamers streaming our game. This is crazy. And what every other, it seems like what every other game company would have done is like, oh, that's cool. All right, let's just pocket the money and move on with our lives.
Or like,
but no,
figure out a way to monetize it further or something. Yeah, you know?
Exactly. But Among Us did the complete opposite of that and is updating the game, is making it better, has made it so that people can mod the game and play it in different ways. And they are making a new map. They're coming out with different modes, like, and they're keeping their audience. Like, these mm-hmm. streamers are still playing it to this day, and yeah. like a lot of streamers. If Among Us would have just not done anything with the game and kept it as is, I guarantee you, 3 months ago, nobody would be playing this game again.
It would be basically like Fall Guys turned into. Because
yep, exactly.
I don't hear anything about that game anymore at all.
Yeah, not huge when it hit.
Everything's still on Among Us. Like,
I think what's crazy too is like they were going to be making an Among Us 2, and then the Among Us, the first one, exploded. Like, everyone is just playing it like crazy. And again, instead of being like, okay, we're still going to make the second one and we're going to charge you for that new game, yep. they're just like, okay, we're scrapping Among Us 2 and we're just going to focus on this game and take all the ideas we had for the second one and put them in this game. And I don't even think they're going to charge for like a DLC or anything.
I don't think so either, no.
No, that's the smarter way of doing it. Just introduce the like the gimmicky stuff, like the... you know, hats or
the hats little and pets
or whatever.
Yeah.
Outfits. And
people will buy those because they just add a different, you know, uniqueness to the game.
Yeah.
Instead of having to buy a map, you can buy, you know, just a pet.
And if by any chance Among Us is listening to this, what you should do is take some of the top streamers that are playing your games and make custom skins for them.
Like they Fortnite would sell style.
So well. Yep. Fortnite yep, style.
Just like Fortnite.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Speaking of games that are doing well, apparently Destiny 2 is doing so well that they are releasing crossplay in 2021.
Yeah, about dang time.
So you can play with your friends on other platforms starting next year. Which wow. I feel like they should have done a while ago because
for sure.
It was always requested. Mm-hmm. Sony never wanted to play ball though in the past. As it was only like recently that Sony has started playing ball with crossplay.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a difficult thing to implement, I'm sure, but...
I think it's because, you know, Destiny is growing so much right now, and just like Among Us, they're you know, doing good with their updates and their DLC and mm-hmm. all this stuff. Making it free-to-play was a big move by them as well. And, I mean, the game has a pretty big PvP audience as well as a humongous PvE audience.
Wait, we all own this game, correct?
Yeah. Well, it's free to play. I don't
own it anymore, but
it's free to play, so you can own it like right now.
That's true. Yeah, exactly.
That's true. I, you know, that's the thing. We should play this together at some point.
I think about it. I just started Genshin, so I'm kind of focusing on that right now. Yeah,
we should talk about that next a little bit at the end too, because that's another crazy game.
That was basically it on the Bungie thing.
Okay.
Which is really I mean, I think we talked about it. They just implemented cross save. Like earlier this year or late last year, which is like, you know, that has to be the first step, paves the way for cross play. And that's really cool.
It's a great idea. I mean, it's just going to up the player count for online, you know, for doing raids for all the people that may have gotten a Xbox Series X and a PS5. You know, you can actually play with your friends now. So, that, I mean, it's just smart. It's just smart. Yeah. So
I do wonder, I don't remember what ended up happening with, because there was some PlayStation exclusive weapons and stuff. So I don't know how, if they've already addressed that in the past or how they're going to address that. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah. Maybe both companies will have exclusives of their own type. Yeah. That would be kind of interesting, though. I kind of like that idea that Microsoft makes their own exclusives and PS5 makes their own exclusives, because then friends that are playing on one console and the other can brag about having something that they can't have. You know what I mean? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but how does that work when there's cross save? So can you like go on to your Xbox.
Yeah, why not?
And get the thing and then go on to like a PlayStation and get it. So some accounts could have both exclusives. Yeah,
most likely. But the thing is, it's like, first off, how many people are going to do that?
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people are going to do
probably
that.
Probably not that many, but it opens up some weird situations. I don't like the idea of exclusive weapons, especially if they're really good. If they're like meta-defining, I don't like that.
Each console had like a specific perk, basically, weapon-wise. Or it was like, hey, we gave you this weapon, but it's like not available for a long time on the other one. Like, you can get it later. But also, there was no crossplay at the time.
Yeah, that's when it was fine.
So you didn't have like any sort of imbalance. And I'm sure that they'll address that coming up if they do crossplay, because they're not a stupid developer. Yeah. They know what they're doing to a pretty good extent. I'd say that they have their stuff pretty well together at this point. So I'm sure that they'll implement something to avoid the imbalance on that. Either like, oh, when you do crossplay, this is not available, or, you know, everybody can get it now.
But I don't think it's going to be like an option for crossplay. I think it's just going to be like you're always playing with the entire database, like the entire player base.
Yeah, I can only assume that when companies do crossplay like that, the servers just are like, now we're one server.
Yeah.
So,
which does lead us in a little bit to Genshin. Oh,
think with that last thing. Think about like Ark, like Ark Survival Evolved.
Mm-hmm.
So, they have actual servers that are crossplay enabled and others that are not.
That is true.
But that's because a server based game. I've tried to
Yeah,
Destiny's not like that.
But I mean, think about other games that you play. Like if you play, I think the latest Call of Duty or whatever has the option to do crossplay or not. So you can choose whether or not you want to enable crossplay. Fortnite lets you choose whether or not you want to play with people on other consoles or other devices.
This is true. I forgot about that.
So I'm sure there'll be some sort of setting that allows you to switch back and forth between whether or not you're going to play with crossplay people. Because think about a console gamer who I would be pretty annoyed if I was only up against PC players and I was just trying to play casually on console.
But that's the thing. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I mean, we'll have to see because it's not going to be till, I would guess, middle of next year. So
most likely.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
But a game that has full crossplay right now and cross save at least between mobile and PC is Genshin Impact. And Corn and I have been playing a lot of this. Devin, you just started, I think, a few days ago. Mm-hmm. I can't actually believe how crazily successful this game has been as a Chinese game, which it's the best grossing Chinese game in the Western market ever. And it's a gacha game. So, you know, people don't typically like gacha games. And
To the people that don't know what gacha is, explain it.
It's, you know, basically like loot boxes. So you have to roll the little loot box thing in order to try and get new characters or like some weapons. So in essence, it is kind of pay to win, but they also do give you free premium currency that you can use. So if you want to whale and spend, you know, several hundred dollars trying to get the specific character you want, you can do that. But you don't have to play the game at your own pace. It's a mostly single player game.
Yeah.
With
It's a single player game with multiplayer attributes.
Yeah.
I would say. So like you have that option to be like, hey, I kind of want to play with my friend. And you can do that.
Yeah.
There's stipulations like if you're higher level than your friend, you have to join their world and you're inside their world on their level of characters and stuff. So like, let's say when I hit the cap level for co-op, which was 16, Jordan had been playing for 2 months, a month and a half or something.
It was like a month.
Okay, a month. But he was like level 30 already, and I was only level 16. So it was fun to play together, But literally, he walked near the enemies on my world and they died. So it's like, it's kind of not that fun to play when you're that, when the separation and level is that much. But you still have the option so that when you do get in the same range as your friend, it is really fun.
Yeah, and he, I mean, that'd be cool. He's now closer in level to me, so it's not as crazy. Yeah,
I'm catching up, boy!
But I think that's one of the successful parts about it is it launched simultaneously on mobile, PC, and PS4, and has full crossplay between all the platforms. And it has cross-save between PC and mobile, not PS4, because Sony's not quite playing ball once again. But again, that's another huge contributing factor. And it has won Game of the Year on the iOS and Google Play stores. Which is pretty crazy.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised, though, because it is a very, very good, very well-rounded game. I mean, I've been playing it for, I would say,
probably a month.
A month now, yeah. A month, and I have zero bugs. Like, there's once or twice I had one you where, sure? like...
Are you forgetting bugging through Storm Terror's neck?
Oh, right, that too. That too. I mean, there's that one, but... Which is very, very frustrating, I will say. But besides that, I have had like where my quest will be in Chinese, and but then it immediately corrects itself, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's
and then of course.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, and then of course, you know, fighting a certain boss, you kind of, if you jumped at a certain time, you can kind of clip through his head. Yeah, and it's very, very annoying.
And it's a very well polished game, beautiful open world. And because
music is great.
Yeah, the music is really good. And because it's mostly a single player game, I don't feel obligated to spend money. I mean, I bought the Battle Pass and I bought like this little monthly thing for $5, but it gives you a lot of the in-game currency. And that's it. And I've put in quite a bit of time into this game and been having a ton of fun with it. And I don't feel like I'm missing out because I haven't spent, you know, hundreds of dollars trying to get a specific 5-star character or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's
so
cool.
Good on Genshin. I am really enjoying it. I suggest anyone, if you have a phone, get it. It's so good on mobile too.
Yeah.
I
mean, honestly, yeah. The controls aren't bad even on mobile.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain like quest lined stuff, like if you're fighting a serious boss, it obviously is harder on mobile, but I mean everything else, I mean, is the layout of the game on mobile is really nice,
and they're
really
consistent fun. With their updates, like every month there's new events, there's a whole new region being added towards the end of this month.
It doesn't seem like they're slowing down.
No,
either,
they're so. Not. They've kind of got like the next few updates already spaced out as to like where the game is going.
And man, you gotta think too, I don't know how it is in like other countries besides like China and like Japan and like the US, but just China and Japan are the biggest mobile gamers in the whole world right now.
Yep.
And then plus now they migrated to add it to the US. It's like they have a lot of eyes and a lot of players playing this game. So it's like,
yeah, like when when that new banner launched, I was just like briefly looking at the revenue reports in Japan, and it was crazy, like the spike in people buying currency to try and get the new character that just released.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And I will say it does have some issues. I think the biggest one I would say is their account security. They need to put actual two-factor authentication in because some people are getting their accounts hacked, and people like hack their accounts and they'll spend all of their Primo gems, and it'll be like a couple days before people can get their accounts back, and then they get their accounts back and all their Primo gems are gone, all of their premium currency. So
yeah, that sucks. That would suck.
That would suck.
I would be very upset. That
yeah.
Alrighty, we're actually crawling up here on an hour.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we are.
I got my recall. I only got one today.
Oh, that's good.
That's.
Is it a Ford?
It is a Kia.
Oh, okay.
Kia recalls 295,000 cars for engine compartment fire risk.
Nothing big.
This is including the Kia Forte, Forte Coupe, Optima Hybrid, Sorento, Soul, and Sportage models from the 2011 to 2015 model years. Kia will replace engines in some of these cases.
Wow.
That's an expensive recall. Yeah, that's an expensive recall. But like, say you got a 2011 and you got like 100,000 miles on it, you just got a brand new engine for free, basically, in some cases.
Good on you. That's awesome.
So it apparently something wrong there could cause an engine compartment fire. Be alert for engine noise, illumination of your check engine light, low oil light, fuel smell, burning smell, oil leaking, or smoke. Obviously the signs of a fire.
the typical signs.
So, Kia is recalling the vehicles as a preventative measure to mitigate any unreasonable fire risk, which is, you know, good on them not waiting for something bad to actually happen. They're going to start notifying owners in January 27th of 2021. But you can reach out to them now and find out if your vehicle is affected. You also will get a 15-year, 150,000-mile warranty coverage for engine repairs needed due to connecting rod bearing damage. So you get a free 15-year warranty now. And another 150,000 miles.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Definitely go ahead and get that one done. Don't catch on fire. Like, that's you know, a bad thing.
Yeah. Catching on fire is
not good. You heard it here, folks. Catching on fire, not good.
No. Catching on fire is not recommended by Henry Cavill.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's very it's a not Cavill thing to do.
Yeah.
Very not Cavill.
Very not Cavill.
Nope. All right.
That's so not Cavill.
Let's do a quick recap. First of all, let's go through our yays and nays. We had the Razer Modular PC. That was a big fat nay because it's way overpriced. Just build yourself a PC with that money and it will be way more powerful.
You'll be happier.
Yep.
And you can spend the leftover money on a nice monitor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
We've got the 2022 Honda Civic Type R. That's a nay for the looks, yay for the specs, I guess.
Yep.
At least for the prototype, until they release a like more solid model, maybe it'll look better. But for now, it's a nay.
And then we got the Heritage Edition of the Jaguar F-Type. That's a yay.
That's a yay.
Yeah, definite yay.
And I'll throw in Genshin in there. Genshin Impact. That's a big yay from me.
Yeah. And then also, I don't know if this is in yay or nay worthy because it's kind of big, but Subaru prioritizing the U.S. audience.
Yeah, that's a yay. Let's see how it goes.
I'm
pretty happy about that because I feel like it could lead to quite a few nice things.
Right.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
I mean, I'm still going to leave that on the shelf, though. I'm not going to give it a yay.
We'll have to revisit that one later.
We'll come back to that once more information comes out. And I just want you guys to look at the doc really quick. I think this is the first time we've gone through all of our topics, except for that one that's been under Corin's name for literally weeks.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's gone. Yeah, we did that.
Hey,
oh,
wow.
It's all empty. Clean. Wow.
Clean duck.
All right.
Yay.
So that's it. That's all we got. Once again, this podcast is approved by Henry Cavill, and at some point, Devin will make sure he's on the show.
I'm working on it.
Message Devin from the Glitches of the Gearheads podcast.
No, message Henry Cavill.
Every week that he's not on the show, message him.
Don't message me. Message Henry Cavill. Tell him you need him to be on our show.
That too.
So we hope
he hasn't even read it yet. So sad.
We hope you guys enjoyed listening to the show this week, as always, and we will catch you again next time. Peace out, guys.
See you guys.
Peace. Bye.